Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are living at a historic moment. We have prayed for this moment, for the Supreme Court to return to be an institution of law, not a policy-making institution. And we are getting closer to that opportunity. We want you to be involved in this historic nomination process. We're going to talk about how you can be involved. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of Faith in Action, a ministry to the nation's capital. Peggy, Faith in Action is located right behind the U.S. Supreme Court. It is a ministry to the nation's capital. I know you're very involved, and we're working closely with you, the different ministry of Liberty Counsel and Faith in Action, on this nomination process. We want to talk about it in a few moments. But Faith in Action is so unique, and there's so many different things that we can share. But one of the things I want you to share, just to kind of reveal how important and different the Ministry of Faith in Action is to the nation's capital, tell us about what you do with the live nativity scene as just one of the many examples about how Faith in Action is making a difference.
Absolutely. So one of the things when we do our outreaches, our pulpit is the media, and we like to reach as many people. And so our events that we do, we want to bring light to something that's important. And birth of Christ is one of those things. And so what we've done originally, when I came on board with Faith and Action, the Nativity, Operation Nativity, was plastic figurines. And they used to place them in front of the court to say that our First Amendment right is to have nativities, get permits, put them in your front yards, and so on. And so they used to put these plastic figurines in front of the Supreme Court, and this is where we would do a press conference.
And I've seen those plastic figurines too, and the intent of that was a great intent.
But not too exciting,
but I'm
probably
glad they're now in storage, because you transformed that process to something quite unique.
It came to life, so to speak.
I did.
It did.
They came to life, and we keep those so that when we go back and look at them, we go, okay, we don't want that anymore. It's a great idea, and if that's all you have, I say go for it.
Absolutely.
For a nativity. But we decided we wanted the public on Capitol Hill and our justices in the Supreme Court to recognize who we were. And we moved it up to now we have one camel, which is Junior. We have Humphrey, our baby camel. We have a donkey, which is Capital, is his name. And we have a calf named Blackie. And then we have three sheep. And sheep usually do not have a name, so they're sheep 1, 2, and 3. And they probably have some long number that they give them. But we also have sometimes up to 60 people that help us portray the birth of Jesus
Christ. And you have a real baby every year. And typically that baby, because all of the people in your extended family are producing enough children that every year you have a brand new baby that you can
exactly
put in
it.
The nativity scene.
That's it. That's it. And even
it's a real baby. It's not fake.
Never do. The very first year when I had two people, one portrayed Joseph and Mary, and then we had a baby doll, the press caught me on it. And so after that, I thought, I'm not doing this. I'm going to make this
everything
happen.
Everything is real. And it's an amazing picture because
everything is real.
You're the only ministry, Faith in Action is the only ministry, that can bring these kinds of animals into the District of Columbia. No other ministry can bring camels and donkeys and sheep into the district except for Faith in Action.
Mm-hmm. And you don't stand there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Don't you actually have a process?
Right. So what we do is we started our ministry center, one, to make people realize we are a ministry center right on Capitol Hill. And we start off with singing and angels. And just as it has with the birth of Christ, they came with an angel at the beginning to Mary. We start off with that. And we tell people what we're there for and what this whole purpose is and the reasoning behind it and our First Amendment rights. And then what we do is we take the animals and the entire batch of volunteers that are portraying the birth of Jesus Christ, and we process.
And they're all dressed in the costume of the first century at the time of Jesus.
Exactly. Now, there's three jurisdictions of police officers on Capitol Hill. There's Metropolitan, Capitol Hill Police, and Supreme Court. And so what we have to do is we have to have permits in all the different areas because each side of the street has a different permit. But we take the entire team and we go across the street and then we go down the sidewalk that goes around the Supreme Court, and the justices can actually look out their window and see Junior and Humphrey and Mary and Joseph and the baby, and they actually see this. And they look forward to it, and they ask us when it's happening.
Can you imagine sitting at a red light and seeing the camel and the sheep cross
and
the
and
street?
In fact, you have photographs, and I can't wait until December when this happens again. But this is just a one little story about how Faith in Action is so unique. But you take all of that after you begin at the Ministry Center, directly behind the U.S. Supreme Court. You walk around, mm-hmm. and then you go into the front of the Supreme Court, and you can get this mm-hmm. amazing photograph with a real camel. And then in the background is the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the street, you get a camera on that side, and here there's just this amazing picture of one of the shepherds leading the camel across the sidewalk, and in the back of it is perfectly situated the Capitol Dome.
Wow.
I mean, the point here is it really brings the gospel to the nation's capital, and you read the gospel story from the gospels, and if Faith in Action can do this, working with three police jurisdictions in one of the most regulated places in the country, the nation's capital, and where no one else can bring a camel or a donkey or sheep into that jurisdiction, and Faith in Action has been able to do it, if they can do it in Washington, D.C., then, my friends, you can do it in your city, any place. Start off something small, but the point is, bring light of the gospel wherever you are, and that is the ministry. That's the heartbeat of Faith in Action. That's just one example. By the way, Faith in Action will have this up in New York during December of this year. It's scheduled to be there during Fox and Friends, where you're going to bring the same camel, Humphrey. The reason he's named Humphrey is because he has no hump. Humphrey. So it's amazing ministry. But now focusing this on what Faith in Action is doing with the nominee. Tell us what you're doing and how people can be involved.
So, you know, it's the same as spreading the gospel with our nativity and our other events that we have. A judge is nominated to the Supreme Court to be the next justice. We again go into action. So it's another outreach program that we do for many different reasons. But one of the main ones is to pray for that nominee. And a lot of people don't realize the process that a nominee goes through, his family, his extended family. They go into a seclusion. And so they can't go out of their house. They can't go on those fun vacations or even to a grocery store or watch TV. And so that becomes a really tough long days, many, many weeks that they go through this. And so we strategically place prayer people around the buildings of the Senate. And the Senate is where that nominee will go in for many different meetings with a senator all day long. And so we have someone praying around the three buildings, the three Senate buildings. We also have a prayer service that is in the building that is in between the Supreme Court and the Senate buildings. And we do that so that we pray for the process that's going on in the Senate building. But then if he or she becomes a justice, then that goes over to the Supreme Court. So we want to make sure that we're there.
So for people that are planning their vacation or somebody just wants to go to Washington, D.C., go to the nation's capital, historic moment in America and in the future of the Supreme Court, you can be part of that prayer, real prayer. You don't have to always be there, of course. You can pray wherever you are. We encourage you to continually pray for this process, but you can also actually be there in the chapel between the Supreme Court and the Senate building or on the sidewalk outside one of those Senate buildings or come by the Ministry Center located right behind the U.S. Supreme Court. The website is faithinaction.org, faithinaction.org, if you want to be involved. Or you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have a slider on our front page about the nomination. We will have all of our press releases there. We have information about the judicial philosophy of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, which the more I read about, the more excited I get about his judicial philosophy. We'll have a 2017 speech he gave that really outlines his judicial philosophy and other information as well. All of it's going to be there. We're going to continually update it. But also, We'll have how you can be involved in contacting your senators about the nomination process. Every vote's going to count, and your voice is important, and how you can be involved both in Capitol Hill, praying there, or at home, or on our 365 prayer line. All of that will be available right there at lc.org. So go to lc.org. Remember this nomination process in your prayer, and we encourage you to get involved. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.